99.3. We are also Nigeria's number one talk radio. We're broadcasting live from Etimi and Christian Victor Island, Lagos, Nigeria. Good morning to you, Lagos. Once again, it's the last hour of the morning crossfire. 6 minutes past the hour. In 3 seconds, it'll be 7 minutes past the hour. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Nice to meet you. This morning, we are going back to Lagos ride conversation. I'm asking this question. Who benefits from Lagos ride? Who benefits from Lagos ride? The riders, the drivers, the investors, the partners. Let's use the word partners. Are there more to it? That's our conversation today. I'm still expecting my guest, Idris Shonuga, the national president of e-hailing drivers and riders professional owners association, PETPA, to join me on the show. But if you are an e-hailing driver or you own a business in the e-hailing sector or subsector, this is a conversation for you. For those who don't know what this is about, Lagos Ride is a state-sponsored ride, e-hailing ride business. Now, let me break it down so that you have a better perspective while we expect my guests, okay? Now, according to the Lagos State Government, Lagos Ride is targeted at improving mobility and creating, according to them, a multimodal transportation system for Lagosians. I don't understand that part, multimodal. Because it's not that we're short of ride-hailing companies to start with. But let's just go by what they have said. That's according to the Lagos State Government. In the first quarter of 2021, the Lagos State Governor, at the unveiling of the Lagos Ride, tweeted via his handle, announcing that, and I quote, "And another innovative policy of his administration describing the scheme as his government's desire to give residents better transportation choices." We are going to juxtapose this to having a conducive business environment for private players to play, or having government coming into a space meant for that should be driven solely by the private sector. But hold on to that for a moment. Hold on to that. Now, according to Governor Sawolu, this would fulfill the desire of improving mobility and creating a multimodal transportation system for Lagosians. Now, despite clarification by the Lagos State Commissioner for Transportation, Dr. Frederick Oladeyinde, in 2021, that the new Lagos Ride scheme was not a government initiative aimed at clamping down in the e-hailing operators in Lagos, he said that it's not a government initiative. But there are still insinuations that the state government is about to become a regulator and operator. Remember that huge investment in the bike hailing operations, and then the government policy banning all bikes, and yet you still have bikes plying roads that, you know, have been banned for them, have been out of access for them. But those that have invested heavily in this sector were put out of business. And then we now have Korokpe. What do they call those things? Those small buses that Lagos State put out. Is it Lagos Ride they call those ones too? I've forgotten. In this sector, in this e-hailing sector as well, you have Uber, you have Bolt. Those are the popular ones. There are others. No, you know, you use them now. You use them, so you know. There are actually others. We may be talking about the popular ones right now, but there are others in this sector that are equally plain, as they should. As reported recently, according to The Guardian did a report on the 14th of March. They said, Stakeholders noted that the state government ought to have created an enabling environment for e-hailing businesses to thrive rather than becoming a competitor. That's what some stakeholders have said. In the news yesterday, 21st of March, and by the way, our programs on Nigeria Info are planned way ahead. Like last week, we had planned, you know, for the entire month sometimes. But then, incidentally, yesterday, the Federation of Informal Workers of Nigeria, with the support of the American Solidarity Center, is seeking recognition for app-based drivers in Nigeria under the umbrella of the National Interprofessional App-Based Transport Workers and the Professional E-Hailing Drivers and Private Owners of Nigeria, PETPAN, who are here right now. Unanimously, all of them disclosed this in a statement that the need to protect vulnerable informal sector workers necessitated the amalgamation of the three unions. In December of 2021, please follow me, especially if you are e-hailing drivers, if you're an e-hailing driver or an investor in the sector. In December 2021, about 3 months back, lawmakers set up an ad hoc committee to investigate the e-hailing ecosystem and report back to the House within 4 weeks for further legislative action. The 4 weeks were supposed to be when, Sev? It was January. We have not heard anything from that committee. So maybe when we have the government be a major player or one of the players, even though Lagos government has said that they are not a player in the sector, but maybe the plight of the drivers will be attended to. I don't know. I really don't know. I can't say much about that. But the drivers have been complaining. Even this one, the Lagos ride that is the center of discussion this morning. Even the Lagos ride, some drivers have objections. We'll get to that objection later, or the objections later, because the drivers themselves are listening, so they would calling much later on to answer questions. But joining me right now is the national president of the Professional E-Hailing Drivers and Private Owner Association, PETPAN, Comrade Idris Chonuga. He joins me right now in the studio. Comrade, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Comrade Sheriff.
I'm a comrade now, Avi. Okay, now we're going to jump right into it. I've tried as much as possible to give a background to all of this. And I'm going to be very frank with you, Comrade Idris. What's your position? What's the position of PETPAN to Lagos Ride?
Thank you very much. Position of PETPAN, as far as Lagos Ride is concerned, is a welcome development. We at PETPAN, we see Lagos Ride as a pace setter to address all the complaints of the e-hailing drivers, perhaps the customers who complain about irregularities of the existing application.
How do you mean? How do you mean to come in to address all of these complaints?
Thank you. And I want to set a record straight. I'm not here to be an advocate, you know, for government, but it is important. And when they do something right, we should talk about it. As far as Lagos Ride is concerned, they've done something interesting that we amaze all Lagosians, perhaps the drivers, because we have been part of that conversation and we have vetted that module of operandi. It has addressed all the gray areas. What do I mean?
What do you mean?
Thank you. About, we've been on here for several times. We agitated last year. I was locked up in Panty for 3 days for calling out for a strike action against the existing application who refused to attend to the plight of the e-hailing drivers whom we represent. And what part of this is proper profiling of the drivers and the customers, because e-hailing drivers has been a soft target to some criminal element who robbed at gunpoint because of inadequate security measures on e-hailing platform. And we've been on here. If you go to our website, the solution is already on our website.
Okay.
PEPA was part of e-hailing regulatory guidelines in Lagos State, and we were able to table all these gray areas before the Lagos State Minister of Transportation.
Hmm.
Now, Lagos Ride is coming up with central control cameras.
Okay.
360-degree cameras. What happens inside the vehicles and what happens outside. If anybody knows that this measure has been put in play, it will scare any criminal minded away from attacking
or perpetrating any evil.
Any evil.
Mm.
Secondly, we have had cases of abuse on while you are on a trip, you know, because there is nothing to prove, you understand, that who is the driver that is at wrong side or the customers. And in most cases, the app company will just take the position of the side of the customers,
right,
and block the driver's account. But in this, there is going to be a measure in place, you understand, to address that area, the conflict. Secondly, we're talking about low fare. One interesting thing Lagos State has brought on board with this Lagos Ride is profitability for the drivers.
Oh, okay.
Which we made mention of it. That we understand that the existing app company wants the transport to be much affordable as possible. But at the detriment of the e-hailing drivers who run this taxi business. You know? Then why can't you introduce a carpooling? A situation whereby two different customers can join a ride.
Yeah.
And pay less and the drivers earn more. But this method, Lagos Ride has been able to put this in place, which we have tested it.
Okay.
Let me use for instance, from Badore to Victoria Island. A trip of 3,000, 2,005 to 3,000 on a regular e-hailing transport platform. The same thing on Lagos Ride. But the Lagos Ride give a method where two, three riders, customers,
right,
can share their ride, provided that there is a security already being put in place.
Okay.
Then the customer can pay less, as low as 1,005 against 2,005 to 3,000.
Because it will be two of them that will share it.
That will share it.
How does this benefit the driver then?
The drivers then we have opportunity to him like 4,005 to 6,000. On the same distance trip, the customer that are in the same location going towards the same destination. You know, this will even ease the burden of traffic. A lot of Lagosians wants to go with their ride because we don't have a safe transport system. With the introduction of Lagos Ride, a lot of people will keep their vehicle at home.
And I hear there's also something called a panic button in the car.
Yes. Thank you. Panic button in the vehicles as well as panic button on your device. And all these are connected with the security agent in the state.
Who handles the central control unit? The government, the manufacturers or the drivers? Who is in charge of the central
of the
control?
Business processor.
No. The control, the camera control unit that you mentioned earlier at the beginning.
Thank you, Yerasan. That's Xenolink, Yerasan, who is possessing the business. So they are in conjunction with the state security. You know, they are in charge of the business.
You know, the reason I'm asking this question is so that we just don't put out aesthetics. And then at the end of the day, they are non-functional. Somebody presses panic button and nothing happens at the end of the day. Or something happens inside the vehicle. Something in real time is happening. And nothing is happening because there is really, it's just aesthetics. There's really nobody in charge of it. Because the police that you're banking on, I don't know if you've heard, we don't have enough of them.
Let me tell you something. Most important, interesting part of this conversation is that there is allocation fund for that as well. Yes, and on
who allocated the I don't understand what you mean by funds being allocated.
There is a charge,
okay,
on the service that take care of security measures as well. What are we saying? 25% commission is being charged on regular app companies without putting a measures in place
to take for security.
For security.
Okay.
In Lagos, right, there is a difference.
What is the difference?
The difference is that there are some percentage being set aside, you understand, for all those security.
What measures. Is the percentage being set aside?
Around 1.5%, you understand?
You know, on each ride,
you understand? On the commission they will be charging, it's been set aside for this. So, and this panic button is being linked, you understand, with Nigeria Police Force, the DSS, and every other security agent in the country to track down crime in case of any eventuality.
I'm still not convinced, Comrade Idris, because I would suppose the panic button and the cameras will be there to prevent crimes from happening. Prevention rather than just trying to now go after things when, you know, things must have happened. But then it's looking like, okay, it's just to have record of what must have happened before things can be done.
No, please don't get me wrong. What is the essence of a panic button being inputted, yes, and in the vehicle and the device? Is an alert. It's connected with the state security. As far as
there's no state security. That's what I've been trying to ask. Like, what's state security? There's no state security. What we have is the police, the Nigerian police.
But are they not in charge of the state the security of the state?
Well, they are in a way. Yes, they are.
So there is a special unit. Even there is a special unit for emergency, as far as Nigerian Police Force is concerned, and this has been linked to them. It is their responsibility to maintain peace and security of the masses. And if Lagride right want to get it right, and this has been put in place in their business model, and the right person is to link this panic button to is the Nigerian Police Force and the DSS.
Before we go to break, very quickly, Comrade Idris, what is the stake of the Lagos State Government in Lagos Ride? Who? I guess what I'm saying is, who owns Lagos Ride?
Thank you. From the conversation, we understand that Lagos State have a plan. It's part of the Smart City project. And the program is being piloted by Ibile Holdings. You understand? Who handle business. You understand?
Ibile Holdings is the investment company of the Lagos State government.
Yes, you understand? Alongside with Zinolink Limited, who is deploying the application as well.
But the government has been quoted to have said that they don't have any role to play as regards being a player in the sector.
And actually, you understand, there has been several agitation concerns about irregularities of the app companies. It is a government, what I see is a government responsibility as to set up the parameters.
Okay.
You understand? Because there is a law in Lagos State, Ministry of Transportation, that says the standard you need to, you know, to follow if you want to run a corporate taxi business in Lagos State, which says a car below 5 years old, you understand, cannot run a taxi business in Lagos State. I think that is where the Lagos State is coming from.
Okay.
If the existing app company cannot give the drivers, you understand, a latest car, you understand?
No, but existing app companies anywhere, I don't know where, I don't know, please correct me. Do they give drivers cars elsewhere?
It happens, you understand, in most part of the country, you understand, they facilitate a process for a driver to access a vehicle. Uber is doing it in Nigeria, as I'm talking to you,
okay,
through Move.
Okay.
They are buying new cars now.
Okay.
You understand? They are buying some old used car that are more of recent. You understand? So
Uber buys it with their own resources?
No. You understand? Through a partner, joint venture, you understand, with Move.
Okay.
The Move, you know, there is a collaboration between the Uber and Move.
Mm.
The Move, you understand, we deploy the vehicle to drivers based on their terms and conditions,
okay,
and run a taxi business.
Okay.
So, meaning that it is Uber that facilitated it. Mm. They were doing it in UK, in US, in South Africa, anywhere in the
globe. If they have started doing it, then what is now the role? Why the need for the state government to venture into this? Oh, just hold on. Let's go to break. When we return, I want us to even delve deeper as to the cost of acquiring these cars that Lagos Ride is putting out there? Because I know that is the concern, one of the major concerns for drivers out there. Stay with me, Lagos. We're back. We're back with more talking points this morning on Lagos Ride, Nigeria for 99.3. Nation's number one talk station, 99.3, Nigeria Info. Welcome back to the Morning Cross Friday. Last 30 minutes of the show or so. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Comrade Idris Shonuga, the president of Professional E-Hailing Drivers and Private Owner Association, PEDPA, is here in the studio with me. Comrade Shonuga, thank you again for joining us this morning. Let's discuss the elephant in the room, which is the cost of acquiring this brand new car that the Lagos State Government, in partnership with GAC, is giving to e-hailing drivers at subsidized rates. Let's just face it. What's the cost of the car, and what is the funding mechanism like?
Thank you. The car in the market is ranging between the 30 million to 40 million.
So the car in the market.
In the market. So I don't know how the government manages to bring it down to horse at a rate of 7.5 million.
Oh, wow.
You understand? So maybe the import duty.
The car, I understand, is being assembled here in Lagos.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, so all the spare parts are here. Understand? Then
what's the funding mechanism like? What's the procedure for funding? I mean, if you're a driver now, what is the process like?
Okay, thank you. The car is 7.5 million.
Okay.
7.5 million. Then value added service, where the security gadget and the phone and water view and some services around.
Because a mobile phone, a smartphone will be given to the driver as well. Okay.
As well, you understand? Okay. Then the security gadget is part of the service as well. So that one is ranging around 300,000+
okay.
added to it, making 7.8. So as a driver, if you want to benefit, you understand, so you raise 1.8 million, you understand, which cover the equity, 20% equity contribution of 7.5 million with the value added service about 300,000+. But we as a union, we told them that even for a driver to raise 50,000 naira, you understand, it's almost impossible because we struggle, you understand, to survive. So, and thank God the Ibile Holding introduced about two banks to us, you understand, to give our member the facility of the 20% equity contribution. And today we've gotten approval from Netobu Bank, you understand, to borrow our members this equity contribution. You know, this is business anyway.
Yes, it is.
And we get a very discounted rate, yes, sir, with the banks. Yes, sir. So there is no cause for alarm. Our members are getting this facility from the banks.
Because from e-hailing drivers, one of their major concerns is the cost of getting into this business through the Lagos Ride, of getting the Lagos Ride cars. Because they're saying that the daily deductions are just way too much. What's the daily deduction?
It's 8,700.
Okay.
On daily basis.
Can a driver make that money?
You see, with the introduction of the price mechanism, you understand, the drivers are going to be earning more, almost 50 to 100%. And presently, with the complaints going all around about the assisting application, they are delivering 5,000 naira daily. 5,000 to 8,000 is very close. But now with Lagos Ride, they will be hitting more because of the price mechanism.
Okay.
You know, I've given an instance where 2, 3, 4 passengers from different location going to the same destination, sharing their ride, and contributing to pay for that ride.
Right.
In such approach, we call it Class D for riders. Class C is 3 riders. Class B is 2 riders. Class A is 1 rider chartering that vehicle on his own.
Okay.
Yes, and then if as a rider you are chartering that vehicle alone as a Class A rider, is 30%. 20% higher than the conventional e-hailing service. But if you are sharing your ride with other passengers.
Right.
You understand? You are going to be paying less. Mm. And when we sum it up, you understand, it will be higher than the class A rider.
Okay.
Meaning, if a class A rider is around 3,500, with class B rider, they will pay 5,000 naira.
Right.
Meaning that they are going to be paying less, 2,500.
Okay. So
almost about 1,000 naira deduction, you understand, from the customers.
Okay.
You understand? A trip that they usually take for 3,500 to 4,000, they're not paying 2,500 to 2,000.
Because they're sharing the ride. I just wanted to double down on the cost of the car itself. Because, listen, drivers are listening to the show right now, and they need this information. Now, how can this... Because it's 7 million, 8 million, 9 million. I did my own calculation. It's about 9 million or so. If 1.8 million is the initial deposit for 20%, if you put everything together, it should be about 9 million. But if you say 7 point something million, I'll still go with it. How easy is this for drivers to pay back? And what's the tenor for paying back?
It's 4 years. Minimum of 2 years, maximum of 4 years. And in our conversation, we still create a window, you understand, in case of any eventuality, the tenure can still be extended. Maybe in case of pandemic, a civil unrest, you understand, all that cannot be added, you understand, to the duration. So that conversation is already on ground.
What's the feasibility of paying back that loan in 4 years?
With the price mechanism. If the driver is making 20,000 on conventional app companies, he will make 35,000 to 40,000 on Lagos Ride.
You are sure of that?
I'm very sure. Yes, I'm with the price mechanism. I'm a veteran in the industry. I have a thousands of history of trips on both Uber and Bolt. So I know the calculations. But with Lagos Ride method, the drivers will gain 80 to 100%. Increase compared to the conventional. So any driver that gets on board is a lucky driver. And let me tell you something.
Tell me.
Do you see this Lagos Ride is creating an employment opportunity?
How?
A driver can also give an employment to another drivers.
How?
Because they create what we call a proxy drivers on that platform.
A proxy driver?
A proxy driver. Proxy driver.
What does that mean?
A situation whereby your car is being allocated to you as a driver.
Okay.
And because the car is tied with some certain amount of money to be deducted on a daily basis, and you think you are tired, you cannot drive, you can employ the service of another driver's profile on that vehicle you are assigned to.
As a proxy driver.
As a proxy driver.
To your own vehicle.
To your own vehicle to drive. And you will make your own money, and you also remit your assigned to the owner of the vehicle. So that's settled the case.
You know what? Let's hear from Lagos. 8:45 is the time. Lagos, you're listening to our conversation this morning. Before I go to Lagos, though, let me ask my last question, because I may not be able to get back to you to ask any question again. Who benefits?
Everybody benefits. The customers and the driver benefit. And the drivers benefit more, you understand, because the profitability window is open, you understand, to the drivers that avail himself of this great opportunity.
The drivers benefit more.
Every year. The riders also benefit more because, you understand, they are going to be enjoying a safe, comfort transport. Safe and comfort transport with affordable price.
Okay.
With the price mechanism introduced by Lagos Ride. It's a situation whereby 2-3 customer can join the ride. Okay. That is the essence, that is the beauty of ride sharing application. What we are experiencing is car hiring. A car to one customer going all the way from island to mainland where 2-3 people you understand can share that ride and pay less and reduce a road congestion.
Who is in charge of Lagos Ride?
From my own understanding is going to be
so you don't know.
I know Ibile Holdings.
Is it Ibile Holdings?
Holding, yes,
they are investment companies. So
yes, they are the one in charge of Lagos Ride,
but they are investment company.
Yes, of course, it is a state initiative project, but given to Ibile Holdings to manage.
You're talking about a ride that exists on the mobile app
Yes.
It's supposed to be managed by professionals, by experts. It's just like our normal banks. Our normal banks have their different arms. They have insurance, they have investment, they have all kinds of arms.
Sorry, Zenolink.
Zenolink
is the technological arm.
Okay.
That is going to manage that business.
That's what I wanted to hear.
That is Lagos Right.
Okay.
You understand? Sorry.
All right. I wanted to just clarify that. Now let's go to the telephone. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-71904 are female callers only. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning.
Yeah, can I remain anonymous?
Oh,
please?
Sure, please do.
Yeah, I was involved in the BRUT implementation.
Okay.
As an expert in transportation several years ago. I've been in transportation in Lagos State Government. I have a license to run ties in Lagos State Government, but I did not implement it. Can I tell you something?
Tell us, please.
These vehicles are political, come with political motive.
Oh, okay.
Let's see what happens in the next 2-3 years. You won't see any of these ties on the road. I've been involved in transport in Lagos for over 20 years, and I know what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's good idea, no doubt about that, but it's better they come clear to tell us they want to dash people vehicles for them to use, probably for political motive. I just want to say that so that you can quote me in the next 2-3 years.
No, it's okay. It's your opinion, and I respect that. Honestly, I do. Thank you for calling me. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Yeah, I have an issue with that where he said, you can get the vehicle and then give it to some other person to use.
Right.
You understand, we are in Nigeria and we know what's up. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, these vehicles just be given to and all those things. And at the end of the day, the people that really need this thing will not make use of it. Mm. They will just, you know, somebody will be working for them and be giving them, they will be paying government and that kind of thing. That's what I feel anyway, and that's my opinion.
It should be the benefit of how it is going to be better than what they currently have. And on the other side, if I so decide to take a ride on my personal self, that's my choice.
Mm.
It's not compulsory that I share ride with anyone. So the emphasis on, people must share ride and all that, that's an offer, that's a service. Good morning.
Good morning to you too, sir. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. I'm sure that he also said that the reason he's emphasizing on the sharing ride, as said by him himself, is that it's of great benefits to his members. You know, he emphasized that, you know, literally, like God knows how many times, benefits to his members, not to Lagos Right, really. Joy is there. Joy, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Morning to you.
A lot of questions I have to ask. See, I don't see any reason why Lagos State Government would want to meddle itself into things like this. I think what they're supposed to be is like a big brother watching over what is happening. Like, we have other e-hailing
companies
out there, like Uber and all whatnot.
Hmm.
They are supposed to be there to regulate, to see that we have what we have in the world standard, and not them having their own. And I know when governments in Nigeria start to, you know, put themselves in a particular kind of business, it actually just don't work.
Right.
And again, I have issues with them having DAC coming to manage this, which is a foreign company that's a Chinese company. We have our indigenous one here, which is innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they partner with our own here
local
in order
companies
to also grow Nigerian business?
Joy,
as well.
Thank you, Joy. Thank you. Thank you, Joy. Thank you. I'm so sorry. We need to go, Joy. Thank you so much. Come on, Idris. This is how far we can go. I surely do hope that we've been able to touch on, you know, the required areas in this conversation. But I'd like to thank you for coming through. Thank you so much. And I wish you and your members best of luck. Hopefully Lagos Ride will see, you know, the much desired acceptance that it deserves. All right. Thank you so much, Comrade Idris Yonuga.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Lagos.
We have to go now, Lagos. Thank you all for being a part of our conversation this morning. We are back tomorrow. In the meantime, Mr. Brown has some information for us. Let's take a listen to that right away.
This is an infomercial. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.